It's time for Pat Pagano. Good morning there, Pat.
Good morning. I thought it would be a little bit colder this morning.
Well, it was. My house.
Down to 10 to 15, but
my house,
yes.
My house, it was 13.5. We have reports in from Falls Village, 15 degrees. So
here we go.
The hot air is here at the station.
Okay, it's right here. You and I speaking. That's where it's coming from. I get a kick out of Mike with the Olympics. I mean, I can't believe that you did not tell him that you bought him a gift certificate to Fred Astaire Dance Studios for ballroom lessons.
Well, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not saying you're going to like it. Like, in the Summer Olympics, I only like a few sports. And in the Winter Olympics, I only like a few sports. But these are athletes. And whether or not you appreciate their sport, they're in. They're athletes. I mean, I love to watch the luge. I love to watch the guys with the big sleds go down the bobsled run. I love to watch the ski jumping. I like to watch the ice hockey. I mean, I like to watch those sports, and I do watch those sports. But Mike just can't get into the Olympics. He just can't.
I know, and I mean, you know, as a former ballroom dancer, I know how hard it is to dance. Period, and then put on skates and do it on ice, that's like, you know, tripling the difficulty. And I find it to be very amazing, and I really do admire them. And I think it is a great sport. But in the meantime, we'll get away from that, and we'll tell you that we'll have sunshine mixing with a few clouds today, not bad, 35 to 40. Tonight, on the cloudy side, 20 to 25, but then it should turn sunny for Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday tomorrow, 45 to 50.
Did you say Ash Wednesday?
Ash.
Ash, oh, okay.
Ash. Thursday, don't get me in trouble, Marshall. Thursday, scattered showers in the morning or some drizzle, and then I think the clouds will thin out to some sun, and it will become very mild. We are going to have highs in the 50s, maybe even near 60. The record high for Hartford. For Hartford on Thursday is way up there, 69 degrees in 1954. So I don't think we'll be able to challenge that. I just don't. But needless to say, it will be unusually mild. And then as we go into Friday, showers turning colder, 40s and dropping. We'll have a sunny Saturday with highs in the low to mid-30s, so a little bit more seasonable. Questionable for Sunday.
How about that? What's
now,
questionable?
Originally, remember, we thought Sunday was going to be nice. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, the American model right now is questionable. It takes a little low off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and it brings snow up to southern Connecticut late Saturday night into Sunday morning. And that's it. Only as far as southern Connecticut. So that's number one. Do I trust it? The answer is absolutely not. Why don't I trust it? I'll tell you why. Because I was looking at the Euro model. And I'm saying to myself, well, why is the Euro so different from the other models? This was before I had a chance to look at the American models. We look at the Euro model for Saturday night, and we have what appears to be a low-pressure system in West Virginia again, like we had last week with the snow and ice. Yeah. And they have the snow rain line all the way up to our region, and they have us in precip. This is Saturday night, folks. Mm. As of Sunday morning, that low pressure system, believe it or not, goes from West Virginia. This is by Sunday morning. Goes from West Virginia Saturday night, and in 12 hours, it's off of Maine. But we're still in its precipitation Sunday morning, and they're telling us that it could be snow. Now, this is what I'm seeing on the map. And then I said, well, you know what? Let me see what it's actually giving me as far as data. Is it giving me snow or not? And believe it or not, it's not. It's not giving us anything. So I don't know what the story is there. How could it show one thing on the map, and then when I go to its actually breakdown of data showing me nothing at all. And I even tried looking at places like Poughkeepsie to see if that was in between. All they show right now for Sunday is sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, and then they show rain on Monday. But they're not showing anything on Sunday. And if I look at the map, unless something is wrong dramatically with the model is saying we could get snow. So I am questioning the America model and the Euro model, and we'll leave it, Marshall. We'll just, for right now, we'll just leave it up in the air. We won't say a word.
All right. But you just said a word.
Yeah, I said more than one word. Because I'm thinking to myself, you know, yesterday we thought the weekend was just going to be real fine, you know, no problem. Let's just write it off. I'm looking at next weekend, the 24th, because it's our movie premiere.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of people coming and a lot of people staying at hotels Saturday night. Then all of us will go to brunch on Sunday before they depart. And when I looked at it last week, it said that all of us were going to have rain on February 24th. Then yesterday when I looked at it, it said, no way, it's just going to be clear and cold. Today I look at it, it says, oh, now there may be a little snow. If you know what, X that out, because the model is just in no way knows what to do in a long-range forecast 2 weeks away. So I'm not even going to bother looking at that, but I will give you some good news. I tried out yesterday my new CD-DVD duplicator that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
It works like a charm. You know what? Folks, it only goes to show you. You get what you pay for. Because last year when I bought the other system, I had a lot of problems with it. It never worked right, and it really just stunk in plain English. This company is from a different state, and it was more money, but it's worth its weight in gold. I mean, you don't have to do a thing, Marshall. If you're copying, which that's why you buy a duplicator, you put your target in, you put in your target disk, and you put in your source. It automatically reads it. It calibrates how much time it's going to take. And Marshall, it was spitting out the part one is 45 minutes. It was spitting those out like within about 5 minutes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Why do you go through all this with CDs and DVDs?
I could do it on my computer.
Why don't you just get a YouTube channel? It's free. Produce the thing, put the computer together, and plop it up on the YouTube channel so people could just take that link and always have it on their computers.
Really?
Yes. What's the name of your lake association?
Longwood Lake.
Have a lake, you know, Longwood Lake Association video YouTube channel, and then you produce all this stuff, and then you upload it to YouTube or Vimeo even. I use Vimeo now. You upload it to Vimeo, and then you send everybody a link, and they watch the whole movie on their computers. And with most people now, you can transfer what's on your computer to your big screen TV, and you can upload it in HD.
Well, bust my bridges. Would you be, is there a charge for doing, Vimeo, right?
Here's where you get the Lake Association. I use the pay version of Vimeo. It's a couple $100 a year, okay? But you can put up any length video, HD, and people not only can get the link for their computer, they can download the video. They can download it.
How many videos can you put on there?
Pat, for our TV station, we've got 3 years worth of meetings, you know, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour meetings.
Okay. And you said that's a couple of $100. Is it more expensive to do it on YouTube?
No, I like Vimeo better. You're a nonprofit, so it's a write-offable expense.
Okay, I'm thinking about doing it myself and not even as involved in Lake Association.
I'm telling you right now, if you go to take down this address.
I'm doing it.
Vimeo.com.
V-I-N-E-M-O.
Vimeo.com.
V-I-N-E-O.
No, V-I-M. V as in Victor, I as is I am, M okay. as in Miles, Vimeo.com/ Robin Hood Radio TV.
Okay.
And then you go there and you'll see all the videos we have up there.
Okay. And if I want to subscribe to them, I just go to Vimeo.com?
Yeah. Yeah, you can subscribe to those videos, but you can, it's amazing.
No, if I want to get my own channel.
Oh, yeah, you can get your own channel. Yeah, you can find out how you want to do it. You know, if you want to put up long things, you normally have to pay these services. But, Pat, it's a lot easier than just making DVDs and CDs and everything like that. You don't have to buy all that junk. You just, right. Once you're done, you upload it once, and then you send everybody the link. Done.
That's great advice. And will I be able to get that information from Vimeo?
Yeah, but if you have any problems, give me a call. I'm always home in the afternoon. Today is a New York day, but I'm always home in the afternoon. You can always reach me. I'll help you set up. I can help you set up the channel.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. I won't do it today. I'll wait till you're around tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow.
All right.
Great. Hey, thank you.
Coming to the 21st century. Join us, Pat Pagano.
Thank you. Wait till the rest of them have to join us. It'll be more of a feat.
No, they'll love it. They'll love it. Just by clicking on the link, they'll love it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.